Our special guest this morning is Davey Malloy. We caught a picture of something rather unique on Davey's Facebook page earlier this week, and he's on the show this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Davey.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
You've heard of, you know, the Virgin Mary on a potato chip, Jesus on toast, but have you ever heard of a gummy bear with a huge penis? Not until now you haven't. Davey Malloy, how did you come about finding this incredible specimen of gummy bear?
Well, just like every other, amazing discovery, such as Toast Jesus or Steak Satan, you also can look that up. There's also a steak out there that has a marbling effect that looks a lot like our dark-winged, leathery lord himself. It was a serendipitous occasion for me. I am a big gummy fan. I was at work, opened a brand new fresh tub of gummies, and you know, usually I just grab a handful and kind of just mow into them, but some sort of divine providence that day clicked in, and I guess I was being a little more demure, and I decided to eat one at a time. And the first one I pulled out of the bin of many was an extremely well-endowed bear. So I don't know what to say, and from there it just gained steam and momentum over the internet.
So at that moment, how did you stop yourself from consuming the gummy bear?
The first thing was probably out of sheer respect for another guy, you know, the thought of chomping off that poor bear's appendage, you know, as a fellow guy, just didn't sit well with me for the broke thing, you know. So right away I had to, you know, I spared him on that level. And then the entrepreneur and, dare I say, the Barnum & Bailey part of me kicked in and said, you know what, we may be onto something here. So I had to preserve him and make sure that he's, you know, going to be saved so the ages, my children's children, can enjoy him and perhaps show him around like, you know, the headless chicken or and the other oddities which have been, you know, exploited over the years.
So you've put this up on eBay, haven't you, Dave? I know it's getting a lot of discussion on your Facebook page right now. And so tell us how that process is going.
Well, it's going as expected. I'm pretty sure that the average daily search on any of the sites that do the bidding is not really probably the first thing coming up is gummy bear penis. But my dad had a saying in there. There's an old saying: for every Jack, there's a Jenny, and there's a market for everything. So. It's a long shot. I started the bidding at $50 because, I heard the Cheeto that was shaped like Harambe, God rest his primate soul, sold for $100,000. And, there's a few things that are extravagant in my life that I'm probably never going to get to do unless something like this crazy windfall comes through. So, it's a shot in the dark.
People obviously need this. They just don't know that they need it yet.
That's it. It's okay. Like everything else. Every product, you just got to make sure that every household knows that they need the rather well-endowed gummy bear.
Well, it is a very specific market. I mean, the Jesus and Virgin Mary market are a much larger group to draw on, and that's probably why those have gone through the roof when they've been put up on the on eBay. But
you're right. I mean, obviously, religion's a popular fad across the world these days. It tends to be, the political thing seems to be a real hot thing right now. I don't get that either, but, anyways, at the risk of being, crazy, I have a really funny feeling. I would like to reach out to Pornhub. I'm just hoping that the good graces, I've been a big supporter of Pornhub for a long time. I just think it's time maybe they give back a little, and maybe they purchase, well-endowed gummy and maybe make some sort of animated series from him or something. But you never know. It's just all just, it's just all a great big fuzzy dream right now. So we're just going to go from there.
Have we even got to $50 on this thing yet or what?
No, we haven't had any, pardon the pun, we haven't any bites on it yet.
Okay.
No bites.
But we're fingers crossed and, I'm just hoping that for some reason, somebody much with a great sense of humor and lots of money, decides to make me into some sort of internet rich dude.
Okay.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Davey, thanks so much for talking to us. We'll talk about our cut off the air, okay?
Thank you for your unwavering support. You guys are always in my corner, and I sure appreciate it.